Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We will talk to Chris Fedor at 1 o'clock from Cleveland.com. By the way, speaking of Cleveland.com, we talked to Mary Kay Cabot at 11 o'clock. That is available on the Odyssey app or the Baskin and Phelps podcast. But Chris Fedor is going to join us at 1 o'clock from Cleveland.com. We're going to talk Cavs with him as the Cavs get set to start the season. Well, kids, we have a World Series after a Game 7 last night where the Toronto Blue Jays came back to defeat the Seattle Mariners. And Mr. Springer sprung into action late enough in the game to give them a home run to make the difference, to send the Blue Jays to their first World Series since 1993. And it took, 10 years? But Ross Atkins and Mark Shapiro were going to the World Series after leaving Cleveland from Toronto. First, just your thoughts on the World Series matchup, Jeff. You got the Dodgers and you've got the Blue Jays.
I like it. It's a good matchup. I was pulling for Seattle in the series, but Toronto's a very good baseball team. Dodgers are an extremely good baseball team, and I think it'll be a nice series. It'll be fun.
Dan, since you don't care about baseball, I wasn't going to ask you, but okay, I'll give you the opportunity. What do you think of this World Series?
It's excellent.
You love baseball. I don't know anybody that loves baseball more than you, I'll be honest with you.
I think it's excellent. It's going to be a blast. I think you got two teams that are going to be pretty well matched. I think you're going to see, hopefully, I would like to see the Blue Jays win the whole thing, but that's just because I think it'd be fun to have teams that don't win the World Series win the World Series. And I think they're a really fun team to root for, and I think they're a really fun team to watch. The Dodgers are a blast, too, and you'll watch Shohei Ohtani do things you've never seen before.
Yeah, I'm excited. I was happy last night, you know, to watch the Blue Jays go on and win. I did think, and I texted you guys at one point, what Springer hit the home run in the seventh, bottom of the seventh.
Sorry. Yeah.
And, man, the broadcast went total Blue Jays. It was almost like Seattle wasn't even there. It was weird.
I felt that way too.
It seemed
like they just thought it was over. They thought it was over.
Maybe it's because of the Cubs that I think this way. Or maybe I've seen, Guardians/Indians lose leads late and say, yes, I understand that, no team had more comeback victories in Major League Baseball than Toronto Blue Jays this year. But they, as soon as he hit that home run, they buried Seattle. Didn't even give him a chance.
Well, the first thing that needs to be said too, because I saw the replay of it. That joint got loud.
Oh, it was super loud.
Got loud when it went over the fence. That was cool. That was really cool to hear how loud the Rogers Center got.
Should the ball have ever gone over the fence?
Saying bad pitch?
No. Saying bad managerial move.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Andrés Giménez with a sack bunt, so you have men on second and third. You go to the bullpen, you bring in Bizardo, who had pitched the night before and had pitched a lot. You have first base open against a great playoff hitter with one out, and you pitch to George Springer. Oops. Dan Wilson of the Mariners will be second guessed for the rest of his life about that one. You could have put him on first base, set up the double play.
You probably could have. Yep. And there were a lot of double plays in that again last night, when they needed to come up with them.
I hate putting guys on base, except first base is open.
It's It's not as bad as it used to. You used to have to throw the ball four times. Now you just say go.
First base is open. You've got one out. And you've got a great playoff hitter at the plate. And you went to the... Everybody's screaming in Seattle that they should have brought in Munoz instead of bringing in the other guy who had pitched a ton. And, you know, as it turns out, yep, you should have. But I think the move was you just needed to walk Springer and try for the double play ball.
Dan, what did you think of the game?
It was a great baseball game.
It was a good game.
I thought I would have brought in Munoz there and then had a pitch to him. And I feel like it was one of those moments where...
You'd have brought in your closer early.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want my best pitcher.
He was fully rested.
I want my best pitcher to go in the tightest part of the game. And I feel like they got themselves into a, well, the closer's the closer because he's the closer type of situation.
As they did here in Cleveland when Andrew Miller went in at various times because we need to get out of this right now.
Well, and they did the same with Cody Allen, too. Yeah. Where they would move, bump Cody Allen up and go, all right, we got to get out of this again. We've got ourselves into a bit of a mess. There's nobody out.
We'll worry about the eighth or ninth when we get there.
Exactly. And especially facing Springer, I would have had my best arm out there. I think Dan Wilson got himself into a closer as the closer because he's the closer.
Yeah. And he thought he might be in a position where he was going to have to close out the game.
Right. Instead of, you know what, let me worry about this and then we'll go from there. But no, Springer crushed it.
When do they have to announce starters for the World Series then?
I think we've got a little bit still.
The Dodgers are set.
First game is Friday, right?
Yeah, Friday.
Okay.
Every game is at 8 o'clock.
By the way.
That it's Friday night.
When would you like it to start?
Tomorrow. Let's go,
especially
baby.
With an East Coast West Coast matchup.
Yeah,
well, sort of East Coast. Sorry, I know every game is at 8 o'clock. You go Friday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and then you got November baseball if you can get to game 7. Oh man, I just saw the ticket prices.
Stupid.
Holy moly!
Oh, it's stupid.
It is L.A.
Well, no, these are the games in Toronto.
Well, there's only one town.
First time in 30 years.
One town in Canada, baby.
Wow. Game 7, I'll give you game 1 tickets in Toronto.
In Canada.
Now, is that Canadian or American?
It's a good question. I guess it'd be American.
I would, too. $1,170.
That checks out.
For a get-in.
First time in 30 years.
L.A., much more reasonable, because I always think of reasonable costs in L.A. $770, the lowest ticket price is game 4 right now. 736.
Television is a wonderful thing.
No kidding. Wait, how much is the ticket for TV?
That'd be zero.
Yeah, I agree. Wow. Man, I don't know how often I've ever seen ticket prices that high on an ESPN site. Or maybe I'm just used to looking at the $6 tickets for the Guardians.
And again, this is the first time in 30 years. I mean, they haven't sniffed the... They weren't even in the ALCS at any of those points. I mean, this is the first time they've truly sniffed the World Series since Joe Carter.
93, yeah.
So, I mean, of course it's going to be through the roof.
Are we surprised that it took Mark 10 years to do this?
Shapiro?
Yeah.
No.
And Ross? When they went, they've been there 10 years already.
That makes sense.
Isn't that crazy? Feels like they were just here.
I mean, that team was a veteran-laden mess that was perpetually chasing people around, throwing loads and loads of money at them, hoping that they would take it and come to Canada, and having to talk expensive free agents into being okay with the idea that you got to pay Queen Elizabeth and pay Uncle Sam.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And so they realized, okay, we got to build this thing from within. We've got to tear this thing down and start from scratch. And then they tried to do it with the pitching staff for a while. That got them in trouble. And then they figured out how to develop some guys. At you, Savage kid, my goodness. I mean, playing in what, double A earlier in the year, single A earlier in the year to throw in the World Series now?
It's pretty amazing
it's
stuff.
It's a cool story.
It's been awesome.
I mentioned to Dan earlier, Andy, the one difference between, if you're looking for differences, between our team and say the Toronto Blue Jays.
Mm-hmm.
Our team, I think, made the wise decision that, you know what, Andrés Giménez isn't hitting for us like we thought he would. You know, they signed him to the long-term extension for pretty good money the year he had a pretty good offensive year. And though his glove continued to be stellar, that he just wasn't hitting very well. So the Guardians decided to move on from him and trade him, because the Guardians were paying him to be one of the key guys on the team. Correct?
Correct.
And it wasn't working. So you trade him to Toronto. Toronto, with the money that's backing the Toronto Blue Jays, that's terrific. We can pick up a guy who has a really good glove, as good as anybody in the game at his position, and he can play short and play that really well too. And that'll add to what we have depth-wise and be a great compliment to the terrific offensive players we have, because he's so good with a glove. Yep, we'll take him.
And we don't really need him to be that
exactly
bad. Yeah, that's where he's perfect there.
Yeah, it's perfect. And they're paying him a ton of money not to hit very well. And our team couldn't afford to do that and decided they didn't want to do that.
So who are we most happy for? Bieber, Giménez, Miles Straw? Ernie Clement. Can we count Clement?
I'm not happy.
Do we get to count him or no?
I'm not happy for any of them.
I'm happy for all those guys. But you're not happy for Bieber? I'm happy for Bieber. I don't care.
No, I'm not unhappy about it.
I'm really happy for Mark and
It doesn't faze me at all on that. Good for all of them. Terrific.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope Toronto wins it. But I'm not like, golly, that sure is swell. I'm glad they're there. I'm not. It doesn't matter to me. I wanted Seattle, personally.
Well, but you liked it, too, because of local ties, too, right? We had some local ties on that
team. Yeah, I like Josh Naylor and Dominic Canzone, Luke Raley,
mm-hmm.
a couple of local guys. Canzone pinch hit in the ninth inning and struck out, unfortunately.
All right, so
and Julio ended the game swinging at a ball that should have been on a golf tee.
Yeah, that was weird. Who do you like overall here? Then who do you like in the World Series? Do you want the Dodgers or you got the Blue Jays? Dan, you can go first.
I've been wrong the whole time, and so I'll just continue to be wrong because it's more fun. I'll go Blue Jays in six. I'll go Blue Jays in six. And I think some of that is just hope, because I want to see a team that hasn't won the World Series win the World Series. I think this Blue Jays team is really good.
Yeah, I think it is too.
Their bullpen is really good. George Springer is on such a heater right now, and they've got enough guys around him. Kirk has been solid. Varsho's been pretty good as well. Giménez has been able to bounce around, and they might get Bo Bichette back, which will only extend that lineup.
Jeff, who do you like?
To win or to pull for?
To win.
Dodgers.
Yeah, I like the Dodgers too. The pitching is there. Having Ohtani alone. I mean, I know one guy can't win a baseball game by himself, but man, if there's ever been a player in recent times.
They could roll out starters that could go seven every game, which covers up their bullpen that's been a nightmare.
I got a really weird fact today that I'd never heard. Check this out. Don Mattingly. Did you hear the Don Mattingly stat in the World Series?
Nope.
Which is this one? So Don Mattingly's been in Major League Baseball since 1982. He spent 14 years as a player, 12 as a manager, 17 as a coach. After 40 years, he's finally in a World Series. That just, to me, that seems, wow. You would think Don Mattingly would have been there before. 40 years of Major League Baseball for Don Mattingly. I don't know. Should I be happy for him?
Let's be happy for Don Mattingly.
Let's be happy for Don Mattingly. I just thought that was a super interesting little stat.
There you go, Don. I'll enjoy the series. World Series is just great stuff. But I must tell you, because of our team,
mm-hmm.
I can't wait until the World Series ends.
Because that means we're back in it.
Means baseball moves start again.
Yeah.
And our team needs to make some serious moves this winter.
I don't know. How far away are we from either one of these teams? Like it's the offense.
Don't do that.
Although,
our team's a long way from either one of these teams.
But it's not necessary. I mean, Toronto didn't win with a whole lot of power last night. They had one extra base hit. It was the home run.
Yeah, well, guess what?
You need power, and you need power bad.
Our team needs three bats. You got to drop three bats into this lineup.
Go out and get them. I'm good with it.
Or keep your fingers crossed that somebody emerges like Chase.
Come on, Chase DeLauder.
All right, speaking of emerging, is this the Cavaliers' year? They are almost set to tip off. We're going to talk to Chris Fedor at 1 o'clock. I want your thoughts on the Cavaliers. What are you expecting this season? I mean, they're coming into this a little banged up to start the season, but what is the overall goal here? What do we learn from last year? Can the Cavaliers win a second title in team history and perhaps a first without LeBron James? Oh, we're going to talk about that next. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.